I actually want to respond a little bit about sort of what our committee actually looks at, given the fact that there's this sense, at least by the one delegate from Baltimore County, that we are soft on crime and that everything we do, we just send out of the committee and pay no attention to how it affects victims. That couldn't be more false. One of the things I would like you to keep in mind is who did testify in favor of this bill, and it was the Department of Corrections. And the reason they testified in favor of it is because they're in charge of making sure that the prisons run smoothly. I'd also call your attention to an article in the New York Times just this past Sunday. Prisons Rethink Isolation, Saving Money, Lives, and Sanity. If we've got correctional facilities that have violent criminals, that have people that, you know, have committed awful crimes, we still have to be able to control them, and we have to be able to make sure that prisons run smoothly and are not violent places. This is something that would help with that. Allowing someone to get an education is not something anyone on this floor should be ashamed of voting for. And I would urge you to defeat this amendment as well as the others that are coming. Thank you.